16 days of activism against gender violence starts on November 25, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Each day represents a key fact regarding violence against women, which will be highlighted during the international campaign ending on December 10, International Human Rights Day. As part of ongoing efforts to end the scourge, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launched his Unite to End Violence Against Women campaign in 2008. The World Health Organization, WHO, says a study it has conducted in various countries shows that intimate partner violence is widespread across many societies. According to the study, rates of physical and/or sexual violence by an intimate partner ranged from 15% in Japan to 70% in Ethiopia and Peru. Most places reported rates of between 29 and 62%, the agency adds. In his message to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says violence against women and girls directly affects individuals and harms our common humanity.
Partners around the world join this drive to protect the basic human rights of women and girls to live free from violence. I pay tribute to all of those many heroes who champion this cause, the men and women in all parts of the world who say no to violence and yes to human rights.
Those words are echoed by Phumzile Mlambongquka, the head of UN Women, the United Nations agency dedicated to gender equality.
Today and every day, let us take a stand, speak out, and take action to end violence against women and girls. Let us call on leaders to take responsibility. Every woman and girl has the fundamental right to live free from violence. Yet, an estimated 1 in 3 women will be subject to violence in her lifetime.
Mlambongquka says the global response to violence against women must tackle its root cause, which she identifies as gender inequality.
We need education that teaches human rights and mutual respect. We need equal economic opportunities and access to justice for women. We need women's voices to be heard, more women politicians, police, and peacekeepers. We need essential services for survivors of violence, such as health services, shelters, hotlines, police, justice, and legal aid.
At the United Nations headquarters in New York, the International Day to End Violence Against Women is being commemorated with a performance of a play titled Wounded to Death. Lakshmi Puri is Deputy Executive Director of UN Women.
The play presents a series of monologues of women killed at the hands of husbands, lovers, family, and presented by an incredible cast of readers. And it goes right under your skin. A chilling reminder of the fact that every day, every minute even, everywhere, women and girls are beaten, abused, raped, mutilated, and killed. It's also a reminder of what we must aim for: zero tolerance, zero incidents.
Ms. Puri, who spoke to reporters on Monday, wore an orange top, a color that the United Nations Secretary General has urged people to wear to mark the International Day to End Violence Against Women on the 25th of November. Derek Mbata, United Nations.